over. But everybody sent me, and then they sent it to me themselves. Miss Rosanna Melton, and some of you probably saw that. Listen, if God don't help her, my understanding, her prognosis is somewhere between 6 and 8 months. I'm not going to live, Brother Nathaniel. And this one said when she got up, she said she had a decision, and her decision was to be one of the two, not part of the 10. And thank God, not somebody to bring back an evil report, but somebody who looks at God and says, God is still well able, amen. And listen, I don't know who you serve. I don't know where your heart's at. I don't know how big your God is. But I'm telling you, thank God, the God of this Bible is big enough, amen. You start looking at your problems and your everything around you going on too long, and you'll sit in the house of God without any joy, without any peace, without any God on you. Listen, I understand. You face one giant after another giant after another giant. You say, preacher, facing these giants, it's starting to get old. And I'm going to tell you this, good neighbor, you listen to me real good. If God lines you up 1,000 giants, if God's got on your path 10,000 storms, I'll promise you when you land safely on heaven's fair shore, you'll be able to stand and testify. Not one storm blew me off course. Not one giant took me out of the will of God. Whatever they meant for my harm, God meant it for my good. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, God help us today not to start looking in bad places where we lose everything good. Keep our eyes on Christ. Amen. There's a few places. Listen, if you was going to shout, you done missed it. Here's the preaching gets a little rough right here. Hey, some places you look long enough. You look in your past, and that condemnation will kill you. You look at your problems, and that frustration will kill you. You look at where God's prohibited to you to look, and those temptations will kill you. I find that there's a lot of men and women better than you and I, sat in the place that they got to look in one time too long at the temptation set before him. One of them's one of my favorite characters in the Bible. The Bible said whenever David was up on his roof, said that when he saw a woman that was bathing, looked over yonder and he saw a woman that was bathing. I find that we record in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 7, maybe verse 21, we find a man by the name of Achan, and it says when he saw a Babylonian garment, and when he saw the shekels of silver, and when he saw the shekels of gold, he said he coveted after it. I find in Genesis 3:6, that was a woman that the Bible says, and when she saw the tree, and it was good for food and pleasant to the eyes. I'm telling you, good neighbor, there's been a many of marriages, a many of men, a many of preachers, a many in the pews, and that they have died because they gave in to a temptation, amen. And there are places you ain't got no business looking, amen. Oh yes, thank God. You stop, listen. I understand how this works, but I'm telling you, thank God, if you're on that social media, which I highly would discourage, thank God, unless you're using it as a tool, amen. And I don't know many using it as a tool. Most people use it as a toy, amen. Somebody help me right there on that. Thank God you get to looking too far in there. All of a sudden the ex-husband or the ex-wife or the ex-boyfriend or the ex-girlfriend and their lives get to looking a little better and what you feel like your life is. And you say, preacher, what happens? I'll tell you what the Bible says happened. It says, let no man say when he's tempted and he's tempted of God, and for God cannot be tempted with evil, and neither tempteth he any man. But every man is drawn away and enticed of his own lust. And when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth death. Amen. Bringeth forth sin, sin. And when it's finished, it bringeth forth death. Looks can kill. Amen. Oh, yes. You get to looking in that too long. Listen, I'm telling you, I have little doubt in my mind. The Holy Ghost put this in my heart. You get to looking in places you ought not look. And all of a sudden, me and them ladies that you ain't got no business looking at. You say, you know, there's nothing there. And then you look at it a little longer. And then you look at it a little longer. And then you look at it a little longer. Y'all all right there? Oh, I'm telling you, God help us. We've got folks that they're looking at things far too long. And they think they're going to come out of it scathed. But let me remind you of what happened to David. The Bible says that the sword never departed from his house. Many died. Because David couldn't keep his eyes where he needed them to be at. And I thought about old Achan. Achan took that Babylonian garment. He took that gold and that silver. And he hid it under his tent because he couldn't wear it and he couldn't spend it. Oh, but listen to me, dear friend. He hid that thing under there. And when the lot fell on him, there he sits, him and his wife, little Johnny and little Susie, all the people in his house. He said, we got sin in the camp and sin's got to get out of this thing. And before God can help it, and Brother Matt, I'm telling you, it's serious business. And it's start looking where you ought not look. Killed the whole family. You said, preacher, that's pretty rough. I'll tell you what's rough. Genesis 3:6. When she got to looking in the wrong place, and she looked longer than she ought to look. Hey, folks, listen to me. Listen, I'm telling you, it's serious business this morning.
Yes, sir.
You get to looking in the wrong places, and it'll cost you more than you ever thought. Oh, Eve gets to looking at that tree and she thinks, what's the most could happen, Jeremy? I get me a piece of fruit. We don't know what that is. I've never read where that's a Bible. Probably a pomegranate, if truth be told, but who knows? It's irrelevant. All I can tell you is God said, don't take it. Is that right? And the second they did, it's untelling how many billions upon billions of people have died because she looked where God said don't. Everybody that's in hell is in hell because somebody looked where they ought not have looked. Them men of Beth Shemesh, they thought, man, what's one look? Let's just take us a peek. Take us a peek in that place. Man, I would to God. God help us to get to a place. There's at least three places I know. And I'm telling you, as serious as I know how, you keep looking at your past and it's going to kill you. You keep looking at your problems and you're going to die. And you keep playing around with sin and looking at things prohibited that God said don't do. You say, preacher, I did it once and there was no harm. I've been looking longer and it's no harm. Listen, here's the problem with sin. Isaiah, the problem with sin is that sin don't show up for a payday on day one. Y'all listen to me. Sin don't show up with a bill on the first day. No, but look here, good neighbor. You come and talk to me in a couple of generations when all the families are busted up and the children are hellions and they're atheists who don't know God because, Daddy, you couldn't decide what you was going to look at and what you wasn't, and then come tell me whether there was a cost to it or not. Then come tell me, was it worth looking there or not? Hey, folks, no doubt in my mind, sitting in this room, listen, been miserable, miserable. And if we can go back, we can go back to one day when you, sir, or you, ma'am, looked at something that you ought not have looked at. And right then, death started happening. I can't leave you there. So what do we do, preacher? If there are looks that can kill, thank God. Thank God. There's a place you can look and be made alive. I thought about over there in the Bible. Listen, I'm done preaching, but I got to get this out of my heart. There's a place over there when the fiery serpents, Numbers 21, are turned loose on them. Everybody's dying on every hand, and everybody deserves to die. I'm so glad that Moses made it so simple. Just put a serpent up on a pole, and he raised it up. He said, whoever looks at this, you'll live. Amen. You'll live, thank God. You say, preacher, what difference does that make? Well, about 4,000 years later, thank God, there's one that's going to come. And he's going to say in John 3, and just as Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man have been lifted up on the cross. And thank God the Bible says, and whosoever believeth in him and should not perish. In Isaiah 45:22, he said, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. In Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking unto Jesus, and the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him hath, thank God, endured the cross and despised the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of God. You might be in that place of condemnation, but there's a place you can look and get rescued out of it. Amen. Say, preacher, how many people got saved that got bit of the fiery serpent? Everyone that believed and looked. How'd I get help? Same way. Listen, you can look and live, or you can keep looking and dying. Looks can kill, and looks can make life. Stand you. I'm done preaching. I'm done.